Good afternoon. How may we help you?
Warning. The following show contains harsh language and may contain certain content, opinions, nudity, sexual situations, and sexual humor that might be interpreted by those without a sense of humor to be objectionable. This is recommended for mature listeners, meaning folks who can take a joke.
Am I being fairly clear?
Yes, sir.
Sir, do you see anything on this uniform indicating an officer? What does three up and three down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
Warm am I today, warm yesterday, even warmer today.
Met her on my CB, said her name was Mimi, sounded like an angel come to earth. When I went to meet her, man, you should have seen her, twice as tall as me, three times the girl. Oh, my fat baby loves to eat.
Loves to eat.
A big old Buddha belly and her breast swing past her feet.
Feet.
My fat baby loves to eat. My big old fat ass baby loves to eat.
I got blisters on me fingers!
Good afternoon. How may we help you?
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you...
One day, a sudden, massive earthquake struck, shaking the bowels of the earth into complete darkness, and humanity was thrown into a living hell on earth.
What the devil is that ghastly noise?
I am God here!
With the information I can access, I can run things 900 to 1200 times better than any human.
In the words of AC/DC, we roll tonight to the guitar bite. And for those about to rock, a salute.
You're listening to DJ Postwar.
You never touch the other elves like that.
Welcome to the graveyard.
King, illegal forest, two pig, wild, kill in it a is.
What?
Now I gotta run. See you home. Eat it.
That's a wrap, people. Now let's get the hell out of here.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows that's how it goes. now or never. Everybody knows that it's me or you. And everybody knows that you live forever. When you've done a line or two, everybody knows the deal is rotten. Old Black Joe still picking cotton for your ribbons and bows. And everybody knows. And everybody knows that the plague is coming. Everybody knows that it's moving fast. Everybody knows that the naked man and woman are just a shining artifact of the past. Everybody knows the scene is dead. But there's gonna be a meter on your bed that will disclose what everybody knows. And everybody knows that you're in trouble. Everybody knows what you've been through. From the bloody cross on top of Calvary to the beach in Malibu. Everybody knows it's coming upon. Take one last look at this sacred heart before it blows. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes.
That's right, folks. I am the one, the only, DJ Ghostwalk. Welcome to the graveyard. I know, I haven't been here for, well, I call two shows. I don't do it by weekly basis. I do it by shows. Had some power issues and technical difficulties and the whole nine yards, so it's not even worth getting into.
Damn you, Mother Nature.
I'm sorry. She throws lightning bolts at me. Anyways, so, oh. What a fucking week we've had, huh? For those who are in the East, or East Coast, sorry, East. Are you in the East? No, I mean West. Oh. For those who are in the East Coast, unless I said it again, too. thunderstorms galore, and nasty ones, too. Those in the West or whatever, West Coast. Michael Jackson dying. Holy shit. You know? I got something to honor that. Can I wasn't a fan of the guy, but, you know, I won't deny the music. It's fairly good music, some of it anyway. So, for those who wanted to know, that last song, that was Leonard Cohen, Everybody Knows, and little Family Guy, Stewie and the Cowtones, My Fat Ass Baby Loves to Eat, put that in there. I forget why. Ah, just because it sounded cool. Alright, so what do we got here? We've got Rush Hour. War, what is it good for? Then we've got Monty Python. I bet they won't play this song on the radio. Oh, before that, we've got a debut of a new commercial I hope all enjoys. They Might Be Giants, Fingertips, William Shatner. I can't get behind that. A little kind of special thing that I made. Well, actually, it was made for my father when he passed away in 07, but we also had DJ Bloodmoss. Is that his name? I'm sorry. I didn't know the guy personally, so I'm not 100% sure if that was his name. Yes, DJ Blood Moss, he passed away recently, and we've had, Stars pass away, the original Charlie's Angel Lady, and, well, I have something completely different for Michael. We've had, it just seems like a lot, you know? So, that kind of goes out to everyone. Then I have Michael Jackson's, of course, Billie Jean. I have Thriller, but Billie Jean just seems to work. Then I have a little Weird Al in there. That's right. Eat It, the spoof off of Beat It, and Couch Potato, because I was actually thinking about that earlier today. Let's see here. Then we've got Bulbous Bouffant. Another, you know what? Fuck it. We'll put the Weird Al together. So we have a three block of Weird Al. I think I'm a clone now to add to that. And then we've got Bulbous Bouffant from Dr. Demento. Dr. Hook. Old, I'm going to read the title. Dr. Hook, Oldies 70s. Mama Don't Dance, Your Day Don't Rock and Roll 1. Don't ask why the one's there. Here in Hinkleytown, from for those who have kids or those who watch Disney's Hickory. Restart. Well, shit.
Freddy's the Devil.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. All right, here we go. We got, for those who have children, we have from the show Disney's Hinkleytown Heroes, the theme song. They did done by They Might Be Giants. The Knights Who Say Knee, and much more. As always, keep it here, keep it real, keep it tuned to GameConRadio.com. Who do we got in the room tonight? We have, of course, myself, Deadeye, Old Hip, DJ Lolly, Smoothie, Poochie Cake, and White Wolf. Hi!
Hey-yo!
And, of course, you can always join our chat channel here. Go to www.GameConRadio.com, and you'll be in. Sad. And if you're not, then you're really not listening, are you? No, you're not. You fail. You're fired.
Going to eat your soul.
Alright, here we go with War on GameConRadio.com.
Say it again. Whoa. Whoa. Ooh, la, la, la.
This is your brain without GameCon Radio.
I'm a pink toothbrush, you're a blue toothbrush. Have we met somewhere before? Well, I'm a blue toothbrush, and to be true, toothbrush, I think we met by the bathroom door.
And this is your brain with GameCon Radio.
I'm on a highway to hell.
Yes, that's for me. Yes, I'm alive.
Now, if any of you sons of bitches got anything else to say, now's the fucking time.
What more do you fucking need?
They won't play this song on the radio. I bet you they won't play this new song. It's not that it's or controversial, just that the f***ing words are awfully strong. You can't say on the radio or. You can't even say I'd like to you someday, unless you're a doctor with a very large. So I bet you they won't play this song on the radio. I bet you they damn well program it. I bet you they're old program directors who think it's a load of horse.
Everything is catching, yes, everything is catching on fire.
Fingertips, fingertips, fingertips.
I hear the wind blow, I hear the wind blow. It seems to say, hello, hello, I'm the one who loves you so.
Hey now everybody, now hey now everybody, hey now everybody now.
Who is that standing out my window?
I've found a new friend underneath my pillow.
Come on and wreck my car. Come on and wreck my car. Come on and wreck my car. Come on and wreck my car.
Aren't you the guy who hits me in the eye? Aren't you the guy who hits me in the eye?
Please pass the milk, please. Please pass the milk, please. Please pass the milk, please.
Leave me alone, leave me alone.
Who's knocking on the wall?
All alone, all alone, all by myself.
What's that blue thing?
I don't understand
the things you say. I can't understand a single word.
I don't understand you.
I just don't understand you.
I cannot understand you.
I don't understand you.
I heard a sound. I turned around. Turned around to find the thing that made the sound.
Mysterious whisper, mysterious whisper, mysterious whisper, mysterious whisper.
The day that love
came to play.
I'm having a heart attack. I'm having a heart attack. I'm having a heart attack. I'm having.
Let's go. Ready? From the top. My favorite shows on TV have 12 minutes of advertising. I can't get behind that kind of time.
Eat quickly, drive faster, make more money now. I can't get behind that.
My kids say, he said to me, and I'm like, and he's like, and she's like,
it's all, he's all, she's all.
I can't get behind that kind of, like, English. That'll be 6 to 8 weeks before delivery.
The rising oceans, the warming temperatures.
The dying polar bears, no tigers in 50 years.
Rising poison in the air and water.
I can't understand why the price of gas suddenly rises when oil goes up.
But takes months to go down long after oil falls.
I can't get behind any of that. I can't get behind the gods, who are more vengeful, angry, and dangerous if you don't believe in them.
Why can't all these gods just get along? I mean, they're omnipotent and omnipresent. What's the problem?
What's the problem? What about the men who say, do as I do? Believe in what I say for your own good, or I'll kill you! I can't get behind that!
I can't get behind that! Everybody knows everything about all of us!
That's too much knowledge!
I can't get behind that!
Yeah. What about student drivers using my streets to learn? If you learn to play the drums, you gotta go to a studio, go to a parking lot, for God's sakes! Why are you jeopardizing my life? I can't get behind a student driver!
I can't get behind a driver who drives like a student driver! If you're gonna drive an urban assault vehicle, then get off the phone and keep your eyes on the road! Lifetime guarantee?
Whose lifetime? Not mine. I haven't that much time left. Let's make it yours. Everybody's got a longer life than me. The leaf blowers. Is there anything more futile?
Car alarms.
Clap off.
Clap on.
Spam.
Size matters.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it
no,
does.
It doesn't. No,
yes,
it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
My
yes,
phone
does.
Rings.
Make millions in minutes.
It's a computer.
Lose inches in hours.
Leave me the hell alone.
Eat more. Spend less.
The colonel is breakdancing. Give me a break.
Credit terms arranged.
I can't get behind any of that. I can't get behind so-called singers. They can't carry a tune. Get paid for talking. How easy is that? Well, maybe I could get behind that.
Well, I can't. If you have to fix it with a computer, quantized, pitch corrected, and overly inspected, then you can't do it. And I can't get behind that.
I can't get behind a fat ass.
Yeah. Bill, can you turn around and do one more?
Always can do one more.
Let's hit it.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to
Duke of Earl, Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke of Earl.
Through this world, nothing can stop the Duke of Earl.
But I did what I've always done, man, to cheer myself up. I picked up my guitar, I sat down, I wrote me a little song.
Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror, 'cause I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me. I must be a hell of a man. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there,
telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
But not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken. And the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Good morning, Vietnam. This is Eddie Garlick coming to you live from AFRS, Armed Forces Radio Saigon. It's 1629 hours here in Saigon, and Airman Adrian Kronauer is going home today. But he left a farewell message for all you guys out there still sweating it out in the fields. So, without further ado, here's a farewell extravaganza.
Goodbye, Vietnam! That's right. I'm history. I'm out of here. I got the lucky ticket home, baby. Rolling, rolling, rolling. Keep the wagon rolling, rawhide. Yeah, that's right. The final Adrian Kronauer broadcast. And this one is brought to you by our friends at the Pentagon. Remember the people who brought you Korea. That's right, the U.S. Army. If it's being done correctly, here or abroad, it's probably not being done by the Army.
I heard that.
Oh, you're here. Good to see you.
I'm here to make sure you don't say anything controversial.
Speaking of things controversial, is it true that there is a marijuana problem here in Vietnam?
No, it's not a problem. Everybody has it.
I don't know, Adrian.
Leo.
Adrian, take care of yourself. I just want you to know one thing. If you're going to be dressing in civilian clothes, don't forget pumps.
Thank you, Leo. Thanks for these. Oh, these are special.
The ruby slippers, Adrian. Put these on and say, there's no place like home. There's no place like home, and you can be there.
sir. Welcome to Game Shop. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I'd like a WoW time card, please.
Okay. Just give me a minute. While you're at it, would you like to pre-order a copy of the new EverQuest expansion?
Not especially, no. I don't play EverQuest 2.
Oh, that's okay. We meant the original EverQuest. So, shall I put you down for $5 on the pre-order?
No, I don't play either EverQuest 1 or 2, just WoW. Can I get a time card, please?
Sure. While you're here, would you like to sign up for our discount card? It's only $25 and you get 10% off all used console games.
Well, I'll be honest, I only come here a couple of times a year and I don't even own any consoles, so could I just get the time card?
Sure, time cards. Oops, sorry, looks like we're all out. We should be getting some next week. Why don't you try another game? We've got a great deal on RF Online this week when you buy 3 copies of Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, I'll see myself out.
Hey, are you interested in putting down a reservation on that door?
Let's be honest here. Why waste time when you don't have to? If you need codes and you need them now, the place to get them is MMOcodes.com. Fast delivery, great prices, and a wide variety of games to choose from. MMOcodes.com is the place for time codes and product keys. Get everything you need from MMOcodes.com. Game codes provided by gamers for gamers.
Lazy butt and watch all the TV you ever wanted until your brain turned to mush. Would you go for it or just let it slip?
Yo,
Remote is ready, eyes wide, palms are sweaty. The Flintstones on the TV already. Wilma and Betty, no virgin, the channel surfing, and I'm HD ready. So I flip, garbage is all I'm getting. The Simon Cowell, who folks wanna disembowel. He opens his mouth, always says something foul. They're dying, wow, wannabes are crying now. He votes them out, time to throw in the towel. Shows based on reality, oh, the humanity, oh, Aussie's family show, loves profanity, whoa, the insanity, oh, dogs that crap and pee, home of depravity, no, they live happily, yo, plus the Ali G show, and celebrity mole, oh, there's Anna Nicole, she's scaring me, look, mono cavities, oh, it's a station break, better go out to the kitchen and microwave something,
you're gonna lose your mind watching TV, they told me, they told me, but I'm still tuning every show, my cable gets C-SPAN, TV Land, and HBO, the Travel Channel, Discovery, and Lifetime.
You're gonna
lose your mind watching TV. They told me, cajoled me, turn off those music videos. I'm gonna watch C-SPAN, TV Land, and HBO, the History Channel, and QVC, and Lifetime.
You're gonna
my butt is aching as I watch NASCAR racing. That show about undertaking Larry King to 24 to Line Order. The Weather Channel's boring, like 60 Minutes, Ancient Reporters. Next up on E! True Hollywood Story, the rise and decline of 12 actors named Corey. Shows for next fall, they already been naming. CSI Boise and Touched by an Uncle both sound pretty layman. So does everybody tolerates Raymond. And King of Queens jumped the shark the first minute. I can't believe Richard Simmons ain't in it. I move right underway, simple rules for dating my teenage daughter. Then I bet I watch The Bachelorette, followed by Welcome Back, Carter, and the Muppet Show, where they go when I'm
out. You're gonna lose your mind watching TV, they told me, but I'm still tuning every show. My cable gets C-SPAN, TV Land, and HBO, the Disney Channel, and A&E, and Lifetime.
You're gonna
lose your mind watching TV, they told me, cajoled me, but I still love Lisa Kudrow. I'm looking at C-SPAN, TV Land, and HBO, the Playboy Channel, and Court TV, and Lifetime.
Never missed Melrose Place or Lost in Space. I've seen each amazing race and without a trace. But I only watched Will and Grace one time, one day. Wish I hadn't, cause TiVo now thinks I'm gay. Oh, and Fear Factor, I watched maybe a half hour. After that, felt like I needed a long shower. Network execs with naked ambitions. Next week on Fox, watch Lions Eat Christians. Like to tie up those programming planners. Make them watch all of that junk till their heads explode just like scanners. Covered grub-eating fools on Survivor. Look, there's James Lipton discussing the oeuvre of Mr. Rob Schneider, and there's Gilligan and SpongeBob Plus. There's MacGyver, and Jay Leno has got Madonna. Hey, there's Luke Perry on a special all-pig Latin episode of Drew Carey. Wanna turn on E.T., cause I'm a gossip freak, and I gotta know who J-Lo is marrying this week. A 30-second spot, then we come back to Are You Hot? I was planning on recording The Sopranos, I forgot. I love shows with or without a plot. I'll stare till my legs are numb, my eyes bloodshot, because I only have got one brain to rot. I'm gonna spend my life watching television a lot.
You're gonna lose your mind watching TV. They told me, they told me, but I'm still tuning every show. My cable gets C-SPAN, TV Land, and HBO, the Sci-Fi Channel, and AMC, and Lifetime.
You're gonna
lose your mind watching TV. They told me, cajoled me, turn off that Oprah Winfrey show. I got it on C-SPAN, TV Land, and HBO, the Learning Channel, and MTV, and Lifetime.
You're gonna
watch anything you want to, man.
Hi.
Hello.
Are you waiting for the bus?
Yes, I am, actually.
I notice you're not wearing any galoshes.
No, I'm not. It's sunny out. No need for galoshes.
I'm wearing galoshes. Galoshes.
Uh-huh.
Did you read the paper today?
No, I haven't had a
chance. Did you read the thing about the Eskimos?
No.
Well, the article was saying that the Eskimos will eat the fat from the whale.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what that's called?
No, I don't.
Blubber.
Ah, right.
Blubber.
Yeah, blubber.
That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Blubber.
Right.
The Eskimos eat the blubber.
Uh-huh.
And the blubber will come from different kinds of whales, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it will come from a beluga whale.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Beluga.
Right, yeah.
They don't wear galoshes.
Who, the whales?
No, the Eskimos.
Oh, no, that's right, they don't.
They wear mukluks.
Uh-huh.
Mukluks.
That's right, mukluks.
Mukluks.
Yeah, mukluks.
Say it again.
Mukluks.
Say it louder.
Mukluks.
Good, eh?
Yeah, it is a good one. I didn't want to say it, but I like it.
Say galoshes.
Galoshes.
Good, eh?
Yeah, it's good.
Galoshes.
Galoshes.
Beluga.
Beluga.
Blubber, 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 blubber.
Mukluk.
Blubber, beluga.
Excuse me. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt whatever it is you were doing there.
It's okay.
Okay, I just wanted to know if this is where the bus stops.
They should be here any minute, actually.
Oh, I see. Well, sorry to disturb you.
That's okay. Yeah, we were just,
Sir.
Yes?
Psst.
Yeah?
Look over there.
Across the street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See that lady?
Yes.
What kind of hairstyle does she have?
That looks like a bouffant.
Yes, a bouffant.
Yes, a bouffant.
Actually, I couldn't help noticing that myself. It's sort of what you might call a bulbous bouffant.
Yes, a bulbous bouffant.
Bulbous bouffant.
Bouffant.
Blubber.
Galoshes.
Mukluks.
Bulbous bouffant.
Mukluk.
Macadamia.
Ooh.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Blubber. Macadamia.
Blubber.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora.
Macadamia. Blubber.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora.
Macadamia.
Bamboozle. Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora.
Macadamia. Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora.
Macadamia.
Bamboozle. Gazebo.
Bulbous.
Ploy.
Spatula.
Bamboozle. Gazebo.
Bulbous.
Ploy.
Plethora.
Macadamia.
Gazebo,
bulbous, ploy,
shindig,
bamboozle,
gazebo,
bulbous, ploy,
plethora,
bamboozle,
hullabaloo,
plethora,
bamboozle,
gazebo,
bulbous,
ploy,
plethora,
gabardine,
bulbous, ploy,
plethora,
bamboozle,
tuberculosis,
plethora,
bamboozle,
gazebo,
bulbous,
ploy,
foible,
bamboozle,
gazebo,
bulbous,
ploy,
plethora,
bus.
Ah, here comes the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
That's right, folks. I am the one, the only, DJ Ghostwalk. Well, we seem to have had, a lot here. Recently went, however, and saw Transformers 2. And I gotta tell you, I will be honest, it is a great movie. It is a little action-y, I guess is the word I'm looking for. There's a lot of action, and after a while, you're finally just like, oh, someone fucking do something. You know, it's just one of those things, you know. But it's a good movie nonetheless. If you've not seen it, I suggest you go to a matinee or go to the show, whatever, you know, whatever time you want to go. And go see the damn thing. So yeah, I was impressed with that. All right, I got a couple things coming up here. I've got South Park, the cigarette song, which this station does not condone smoking. Or any, I don't know. I'm not even going to do that. I don't condone it, but I do it, yeah. I picked up a new thing. It's called Blue Cigarettes. They light up. It's electronic. It's nifty. It's blue! I don't know. Anyways, if you want a question on that, just go to bluesticks.com. Or look it up, you know, Google it. Do a damn Google search, people! And speaking of which, going out to... Oh, DJ Hazmat's here. Yay! Cool. Going out to White Wolf. That's right. The song... Well, I hope she likes the song. I think she'll... I do. Alright, so that's going. I got After Cigarette Song. The shout-out to White Wolf. Then we've got a little Star Trek block. That's right. Star Trek Rhapsode from... it's just from the Drew and Mike show. I don't know if that's what it's really from, but Star Trek Sex and Ode to Spot. Those who are Star Trek fans, you know what that is. Kind of interesting anyway. I live out in out in Michigan anyway, and I was listening to the radio, and I'm listening, and they had this big announcement, you know. Oh my God, it's a world-changing event! And I went, okay, so I'll listen. Apparently, Drew and Mike, if you've heard, seen their stuff, Drew is coming back, or Mike's coming, I don't know which one of them, but my first thought was, he left? I didn't know that. I didn't know he even left, he was just gone, because I don't listen to it in the morning, I listen to Bob and Tom, thank you very much. Anyways, so yeah, I just thought that was interesting. Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World, kind of a long version, I like Louis Armstrong. I really do. The Great Satchmo. A3 Woke Up This Morning and much more. As always, keep it here, keep it real, keep it tuned to KPOW. Slash it! It's not the right one! I'm yelling at myself, yes, folks. It helps. It really does. Try it one day. Just go into random rooms and be like, what's wrong with you? And talking to nobody. On GameComRadio.com. All right. By the way, if you want to join the chat channel, chat room, whatever, go to GameComRadio.com and you're there. You know, it's not that hard of a thing. You know, DJ Hazmat, I have a message for you from everyone. No. All right, here we go with South Park, the cigarette song on GameComRadio.com.
With a highly lighty lighty and a highly lighty lay, we work and we make cigarettes all highly lighty day, so folks can get a breaky from their stressful lighty lives and relaxy with the cigarettes we make all day and night.
I like to have a cigarette every now and then. It makes me feel calmer when the day is at an end. And if it gives me cancer when I'm 80, I don't care. Who the hell wants to be 90 anyway?
So with a hidey lighty lighty and a hidey lighty lay, we work and we make cigarettes all hidey lighty day, so folks can get a breaky from their stressful lighty lives and relaxy with the cigarettes we make all day and night.
Come on.
My head, and when I close my eyes, it looks the
Is it that time again? Wasn't it already then? So does it have to be the time it was again? When I get through this day, can someone tell me how? And how much longer now am I away? Tell me how and how much longer now am I awake when I get through this.
I am the captain of the Starship Enterprise.
Captain Kirk, this is Spock. Please step on the transporter.
Dilithium crystals hit by Klingon missiles. No!
I'm a doctor.
Not an actor.
Not a milkman.
What does that mean?
And I'm sorry, he's dead, Jim.
Photon torpedo!
Lieutenant Uhura, open hailing frequencies.
Yes, Captain Kirk, opening hailing frequencies, sir.
Let's boldly go where no one's gone before. Beam me up, Mr. Scott. Sulu, go to warp.
Warp 3, sir.
No, that will be way too slow.
Warp 4, sir.
That still is way too slow.
Warp 5, sir.
It still is too damn slow.
Warp 6.
It's too damn slow.
Warp 7.
It's still damn slow.
It's too damn slow!
No, 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 no. Mr. Chekhov, Mr. Chekhov.
I am firing torpedo.
That will not work and would be illogical to me. To me, to me.
Specimen gathering mission on planet Alpha 177.
Mr. Spock is much stronger than the ordinary human being. Aroused, his great physical strength could kill. But it's a risk I'll have to take.
Something bothering you, Mr. Spock?
May I say that I have not thoroughly enjoyed serving with humans. I find their illogic and foolish emotions a constant irritant.
Unlike you, we humans are full of unpredictable emotions.
Love. Tenderness.
Yes, yes.
If I seem insensitive to what you're going through, Captain, understand. It's the way I am.
Don't be afraid. Here's my hand. Hold on.
You are beautiful. More beautiful than any dream of beauty.
What is your point, Mr. Spock?
I love you.
I can love you. Kiss me. Yeah, you're mine.
The prospect appeared quite attractive to you a moment ago.
You don't really want to hurt me, do you? Put that thing away.
No, I don't think so.
No, I can't. It's painless and quick.
Entry made by Second Officer Spock.
Possible we may have hit the wrong entry point.
Yes. Very well, Captain.
Try again. What are you waiting for? Hurry. Bury the hatchet.
An appropriate choice of terms, Captain.
I feel so weak.
I'll be glad when this is over. Believe me, Mr. Spock. It was painful. In more ways than one.
Thank you, Mr. Spock.
Ode to Spock. Felis Catus. Is your taxonomic nomenclature an endothermic quadruped, carnivorous by nature? Your visual, olfactory, and auditory senses contribute to your hunting skills and natural defenses. I find myself intrigued by your subvocal oscillations, a singular development of cat communications that obviates your basic hedonistic predilection for a rhythmic stroking of your fur to demonstrate affection. A tail is quite essential for your acrobatic talents. You would not be so agile if you lacked its counterbalance. And when not being utilized to aid in locomotion, it often serves to illustrate the state of your emotion. Oh, Spot, the complex levels of behavior you display connote a fairly well-developed cognitive array. And though you are not sentient, Spot, and do not comprehend, I nonetheless consider you a true and valued friend.
Some of you young folks been saying to me, "Hey, Pops, what you mean, what a wonderful world? How about all them wars all over the place? You call them wonderful? And how about hunger and pollution? They ain't so wonderful either. But how about listening to old Pops for a minute? Seems to me it ain't the world that's so bad, but what we are doing to it. And all I'm saying is, see what a wonderful world it would be if only we'd give it a chance. Love, baby, love. That's the secret. Yeah. If lots more of us loved each other, we'd solve lots more problems. And man, this world would be a guesser. That's why old Pops keeps saying, I see trees of green, red roses too, I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed days, dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're learning much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Chick I know, with a little curve here and a little curve there. This chick, she had curves everywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And oh, this chick, she had a walk, E-I-E-I-O. And how this walk would drive him wild, swinging to and fro, with a little wiggle here and a little wiggle there. Man, this chick had moves to spare. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. When she went walking into town, E-I-E-I-O,
The local gentry pop their eyes. Darnation, what a show. With a gulp dang here and a gosh darn there. Heavens to Betsy, I do declare. Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. There was a barn dance Saturday night. E-I-E-I-O. And the fellas came from miles around just to see her do-si-do. With a promenade here and a promenade there. At a square dance, man, this chick's no square. Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. I used to be a traveling man. E-I-O. Until I hit MacDonald's place, things were mighty slow. With a little chick here and a little chick there, I didn't have a real chick anywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. This farmer's daughter knocked me out, E-I-E-I-O. I asked MacDonald for her hand, and Pappy hollered go. With a little curve here and a little wiggle there, a gob dang here and a gosh darn there, a do-si-do here and a promenade there. Got my own private county fair. Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-O. Hey. Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-O. That's right, MacDonald. It's all or nothing, baby.
That's right, folks. I am the one, the only, DJ Ghostwalk.
All right. I have about, well, according to my clock, 55 minutes. Well, an hour, whatever. Hour left, and then I'm out of here. I've got just so much to do, you know? But to continue that little tribute to Frank Sinatra, I've got Frank Sinatra, This Town, and then to... Well, we'll call it Jump Trains here. The Internet Is for Porn. Then we've got here in Higglytown, we have The Knights Who Say Me. We have, let's see, let's see that. We have Bob Seger, Old Time Rock and Roll, going out to DJ Hazmat, because he said he was an old DJ, so that works for me. From the show Whose Line Is It Anyway, the U.S. version. Scenes from a Hat with Robin Williams, episode 205. I don't know if that makes a difference, but, you know, whatever. Modern English, I Will Melt With You, that goes out to DJ Lolly. Dane Cook, Superpowers. Oh, that's not supposed to be in there twice. I do like the song, but it's not supposed to be in there twice. All right, well, I'll fix it. Six, Mr. Lobato. That's right. Wolf Tones, No Irish Need Apply. The sun is a mass of incandescent gas. If I could say that fast, it would work. It would be nice, but no. Then we've got, damn it, there's two of those there like that. And we got a few others in here, though. I'll change it up a little bit more here. But until then, as always, keep it here, keep it real, keep it tuned to GameConRadio.com. Always check out GameConRadio.com, and you can go to the forums there and say what's up, say it's on your mind. Stop by mine, stop by any of them, really. Do whatever you want. I don't care.
Good. Now.
All right, so here we go with Frank Sinatra, This Town, on GameConRadio.com.
This town is a lonely town, not the only town like this town. This town is a make you town or a break you town. Town is a quiet town for a ride. this town. This town, it's a use you town. Losing town, it's a miserable town, it's a nowhere town, and I am leaving this town. You better believe that I'm leaving this town, man. It will never be uptown, it's bound to be downtown.
For porn.
I got a fast connection so I don't have to wait.
For porn.
What? There's always some new site.
For porn.
I browse all day and night.
For porn.
It's like I'm surfing at the speed of light.
For porn.
Trekkie.
The internet is for porn.
Trekkie.
The internet is for porn.
What are you doing?
Why, you think the net was born? Porn, porn, porn.
Trekkie.
Oh, hello, Kid Monster.
You are ruining my song.
Oh, me sorry. Me no mean to.
Well, if you wouldn't mind please being quiet for a minute so I can finish.
Okie dokie.
Good. I'm glad we have this new technology.
For porn.
Which gives us untold opportunity.
For porn. Oh, sorry.
And from your own desktop.
For.
You can research, browse, and shop. Until you've had enough and you're ready to stop.
For porn.
Trekkie.
The internet is for porn. The internet is for porn.
Trekkie.
Me up all night hugging me. Porn to porn. Porn, porn.
That's gross. You're a pervert.
Sticks and stones, Kate Monster.
No, really. You're a pervert. Normal people don't sit at home and look at porn on the internet.
Oh?
What?
You have no idea. Ready, normal people?
Ready.
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 Let me hear it.
The internet is for porn.
Sorry, Kate.
The internet is for porn.
I masturbate.
All these guys unzip their flies for porn. Porn.
The internet is not for porn.
Porn.
Hold on a second.
Wow.
Now, I happen to know for a fact that you, Rod, check your portfolio and trade stocks online.
That's correct.
And Brian, you buy things on Amazon.com.
Sure.
And Gary, you keep selling your possessions on eBay.
Yes, I do.
And Princeton, you sent me that sweet online birthday card.
True.
Oh, but Kate, what you think he do after?
Yeah.
Ew!
The internet is for porn.
Gross!
The internet is for porn.
I hate porn.
Grab your dick and double click for porn. Porn, porn.
I hate men.
Porn.
I'm leaving.
Porn.
I hate the internet.
The internet is for internet is for
internet is for porn.
Yeah.
Here in Higley Town, things all jump around. Just like the Higley Town heroes.
Our heroes.
They all work together, making fun together. Come see the Higley Town heroes. UV, Wayne, Twinkle, Kip, and Fran all hop and pop around. Soon they'll learn about real heroes. Who and why and how. Now, here in Higley Town, we'll all jump around and meet the Higley Town heroes.
Our heroes.
We'll all work together, having fun together with all the Higley Town heroes. Let's all play together, save the day together. Come join the Higley Town heroes.
Who are you?
We are the knights who say...
Ni!
No, not the knight you say, ni.
The same!
Who are they?
We are the keepers of the sacred words. Ni, Peng, and Ni-Wom.
Those who hear them seldom live to tell the tale.
The knights who say ni demand a sacrifice.
Knights of Ni, we are but simple travelers who seek the enchanter who lives beyond these woods.
Ni!
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 No! No!
Ni! 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 We shall say ni again to you if you do not appease us.
Well, what is it you want?
We want a shrubbery!
A what?
Ni! Ni! Ni!
Please, please, no more! We will find you a shrubbery.
You must return here with a shrubbery, or else you will never pass through this wood alive.
Oh, knights of Ni, you are just and fair, and we will return with a shrubbery.
One that looks nice.
Of course.
And not too expensive.
Yes.
Now, go!
Oh, knights of Ni, we have brought you your shrubbery. May we go now?
It is a good shrubbery. I like the laurels particularly. But there is one small problem.
What is that?
We are now no longer the knights who say ni. We are now the knights who say eki-eki-eki-eki-fatang. Therefore, we must give you a test.
What is this test, O knights of knights who till recently said ni?
Firstly, you must find another shrubbery!
Not another shrubbery!
Then, when you have found the shrubbery, you must place it here beside this shrubbery, only slightly higher, so you get a two-level effect with a little path running down the middle.
A path! A path! A path! A path! A path!
Then, when you have found the shrubbery, you must cut down the mightiest tree in the forest with a herring!
We shall do no such thing!
Oh, please.
Cut down a tree with a herring? It can't be done.
Don't say that word.
What word?
I cannot tell. Suffice to say, is one of the words the knights of Ni cannot hear.
How can we not say the word if you don't tell us what it is?
Say it again!
What is?
No, not is. We can get very far in life not saying is.
What is?
My liege, it's rubbish.
Turning it in and packing it up and sneaking away and buggering off and chickening out and pissing up home. Yes, bravely, he is flowing in the spine.
Oh, Robin!
My liege! It's good to see you.
What is the word?
Oh. Surely you've not given up your quest for the Holy Grail.
He is sneaking away and buggering off.
No, 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 far from it.
You said the word again.
I was looking for it. Here in this forest.
No, it is far from this house.
Oh, stop saying the word! The word!
Oh, stop it!
Oh, you said it again!
That's it!
Wait! I said it! Oh, I said it again! Up there again! That's three!
Oh. We are the Borg. Lower your shields and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile.
Ruffle mouth. We're pulling that noobah with the uber lead hacks and the prawn with the guff with the wuh and roxers, boxers, umaga hacks. Ruffle mouth. Ruffle mouth. Ruffle mouth. Lead hacks what a g pun noobs for the wa ever Dairy Queen. No. Ruffle mouth. Ruffle mouth. Ruffle mouth. Lead? I'm uber lead, so uber lead. What a wonderful feeling, I'm poning again. Hup, hup, hip, hup, hup. Ruffle Mouth.
Carolina, did I thank you?
No.
I will.
I'm stripped of all my pride. I stand here at your door, sick of all the lies. Oh, let me come inside. I couldn't see myself.
mama. But what else could I do? From the corner of my eye, I spotted you. And then from out of nowhere, like lightning striking twice, electricity was in the air. I was lost in paradise. Or so I thought, that's what it was. I could only see that place that she had come from was too hot for me. Oh, she said, don't soil me up, though. Don't soil me up, though. Don't soil me up, though. That chick's too hot for me. Ah! When she walked into a room, from the crowd you'd hear a hush. The young men, they'd all crowd around, the women would all blush. How silly they were all to think they could win her heart. Cause when it comes to love, this girl is too damn high. Oh, she said, yo, soy el diablo. Yo, soy el diablo. Yo, soy el diablo. And she's too hot for me.
This DJ takes requests.
And then throws them in the fucking trash can.
Unlikely superheroes. It's me, Runaway from Danger Man. Did someone call for Captain Pork? I'm paranoid. God. Famous Hollywood roles as played by Carol Channing.
I know what you're thinking. Did I fire 7 shots or 6? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this confusion, I've forgotten myself. So you have to ask yourself one question. You feel lucky. Where do you from? Well, surely you must be the Son of God. I'm Spartacus.
All right. That was really funny. Things you don't expect to hear when you put your ear to a seashell.
I'm Spartacus. Who's your daddy?
Oh, that's a good one. Bad choices to make when your genie grants you 3 wishes.
2 Cokes and some chips.
Inappropriate anecdotes on a celebrity talk show.
No. And so I left the body in the trunk. And everyone's like, ooh, what's that smell?
So things are tough. I'm a big hoe. And I'm...
So I said, get off me, Grandma, I'm done. And then I'm watching through the window, and there's Robin and his grandmother. Anyway, long story short, this is the stone I passed.
What Robin Williams is thinking right now.
I have a career. What the hell am I doing?
What happened?
Peter, you won!
My God! Nobody's ever beat me at the game of drink. Now do you believe that you're my dad? Nobody but a McFinnegan could handle that much of the creature. You're the broth of me own stubby shillelagh, all right. Welcome to me family, Peter. You hear that, Brian? I'm a McFinnegan now. I can forget all about Francis.
You know, there's something you should always remember, Peter. Francis may not have been your father, but he raised you as if you were his own. And if that isn't love, I don't know what is.
Wow, I guess you're right. But there is one thing, Mickey. You knocked up my mom and never called her again. Yeah, so what? So what? So let's dance! Oh, he doesn't smell like Irish Spring and he never taught me anything. But still, I slap my chest and sing of my drunken Irish dad. Oh, his face looks like a railroad map and he never shuts his friggin' trap. But all the ladies catch the clap from your drunken Irish dad. Ask a Hennessy, Tennessee, Morrison, Shaughnessy, Reardon and Rooney, they'll tell you the same. McNulty, Mulrooney and Cotter and Clooney all feel the same mixture of pride and of shame. Finnegan, Hannigan, Kelly and Flanagan look to the ground when their dad passes by. Cafferty, Rafferty, Joyce and O'Lafferty fight for his honor and then start to cry. Lads are all infirm and our moods infect us like a germ, 'cause we're all the spawn of a pickled sperm.
And we don't tan well either.
From a drunken Irish dad.
Moving forwards, using all my breath. Making love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face. Never really knowing it was always mesh and lace. Lives, the kind which never hates. Trapped in a state of imaginary grace. I made a pilgrimage to save this human race. Never comprehending the race I'd long gone.
Superpowers. I was thinking about that the other day. Maybe quit comedy, fight some crime. Everybody wants to fly. That's the number one power. If I could grant you a power, Dane, I'd love to fly. Yeah, who the fuck doesn't? Who doesn't want to leave the show tonight and be like, all right, I'll catch you guys later. And zip up into the skies. I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering splendor. Love to shoot a laser out of my cock. Pew, 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 pew. And when I'm empty, my balls glow.
Low fuel. Balls are empty.
You know what I'd like to be able to do more than anything else? I'd love to be able to shoot spaghetti out of my fingertips. Because nobody wants to be covered in spaghetti. No. If I'm on a date with a girl and she's very rude, I'll be like, you know what? Enjoy your spaghetti. You're very rude. Enjoy your spaghetti because you're rude. These are all dreams. These are all things that we want to have. If I could grant you a power, any power, what would you want? Anything right now?
Oh, Jesus.
You want to be Jesus? God, you're such an egotistical prick. Thinks he's Jesus. Ah, Jesus. I'd love to cover him with spaghetti right now. Enjoy your spaghetti. You're very egotistical. Oh, Christ. Not you.
Thank you.
technology. Machines to save our lives. Machines to humanize.
The time has come at last.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
This is your brain without GameCon Radio.
I'm a pink toothbrush, you're a blue toothbrush. Have we met somewhere before? Well, I'm a blue toothbrush, and to be true, toothbrush, I think we met by the bathroom door.
And this is your brain with GameCon Radio.
I'm on a highway to hell.
Yes, that's for me!
Now, if any of you sons of bitches got anything else to say, now's the fucking time!
What more do you fucking need?
Ladies and gentlemen, the man song. I don't take no crap from anybody else but you. I wear the pants around here when I finish with your laundry. 'Cause I'm a guy you don't want to fight. When I say jump, you say yeah, right. I'm the man of this house until you get home.
He's the man. He's the man.
What I say goes around here, right out the window. And I don't want to hear a lot of whining, so I'll shut up. The sooner you learn who's boss around here, the sooner you can give me my orders, dear. I'm head honcho around here, but it's all in my head.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I can have sex any time that you want. 'Cause I'm a man who has needs, but they're not that important. And don't expect any flowers from me, 'cause if I'm not mistaken, you prefer jewelry. I'm the king of my castle when you're not around.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I'll drink and watch sports whenever I want to get in trouble. And I'll come home when I'm good and ready to sleep on the couch. 'Cause a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do, and I'm gonna do what you tell me to, because I'm top dog around here, but I've been neutered.
He's the man. He's the man.
You the man.
So
found that the sun is a huge atom-smashing machine. The heat and light of the sun are caused by the nuclear reactions between hydrogen, nitrogen, carbon, and helium.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees.
This is my new mop. George, my friend, he gave me this mop. It's a pretty good mop. It's not as good as my first mop. I miss my first mop. But this is still a good mop. Sometimes you just have to take what life gives you. Because life is like a mop. And sometimes life gets full of dirt and crud and bugs and hairballs and stuff. You gotta clean it out. You gotta put it in here and rinse it off and start all over again. And sometimes life sticks to the floor so bad. You know, a mop, it's not good enough. It's not good enough. You gotta get down there like with a toothbrush, you know, and you gotta really scrub. You gotta get it off. You gotta really try to get it off. But if that doesn't work, you can't give up. You gotta stand right up. You gotta run to a window and say, "Hey! These floors are dirty as hell, and I'm not gonna take it anymore!"
Bye, everybody!
Adios.
Catch you later, computator.
Arrivederci.
Drive safe!
Ciao.
Good night, everyone.
I wanna go home.
Shut up, you little weasel.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs. Mercy. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Scrambled eggs all over my face. What is a boy to do?